Stories Podcast. Hello, hey, how are you? How you doing? Hey, hey, everybody. Hi, hello.
Hi, the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is where I post a topic to podcasting.itsfullofcrap.com. And then you, yes you, write the stories that make the whole world sing. This is Weekly Challenge number 169. And the topic this week is, that's not thunder, it's... dot, dot, dot. Don't you love those ellipses? I do. Well, we got a whole bunch of stories in this week, but we need to figure out who goes first. And that is determined by who wins in the poll for last week. So we tally things up and we add the two and do this and... Oh! It's Jeffrey Heights of Great Heights. Congratulations, Jeffrey. You know, I don't say Great Heights enough in my podcast, do I? I should say it more often. And yeah, I should send stories in more often to there, but I can't write more than 100 words. I just suck at it. But you people do really well at it. And you should do it more. In fact, I can't wait until... Jeff, have you had double digits story? When you get to double digits, you never want to let go. I'll tell you this. You'll be like, oh my god, double digits. So here's Jeff with his story now.
This is Jeffrey Height with another 100-word story entry. This is week 169 with the prompt of... That's not thunder, it's... Thank you, Justin, for such an interesting prompt. I had no idea where to go with this one. But I came up with something. Alright, thank you very much to Anne Height for reading the part of the harp. I call this one, It's Just Thunder.
Fee-fi-fo-fum! Fee-fi-fo-fum!
I can't. There's too much noise in here. And if it doesn't stop, I'll...
You know what? Come on, Jack, get me out.
Said the harp.
It is just thunder, which is a byproduct of the electrical discharge between the ground and the clouds you see. The electrical potential of one gets high while the other stays the same. Then there is a discharge to even things out. The discharge is so hot it burns up the air, and thunder is the sound of air rushing in to fill up the vacuum.
But that's not thunder, it's...
Fee, 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 fee. Fee, fee. I don't know no fee, fee. Fee, fi, fo, fum.
This has been It's Just Thunder by Jeffrey Height. Hope you enjoyed the story. If you enjoyed this story, please take some time to go over to greatheights.blogspot.com and see the many other great stories. We have an excellent prompt this week. If you're not writing already, you still have time, Tuesday by midnight. Why some cowboys use silver bullets? Thank you, and enjoy.
Oh good, you're putting the prompts in here now. Excellent. Very cool. I was going to ask you about that. Alright, so that was Jeff Height. Jeff Height. You know, Jeff Heights, Great Heights, Jeff Height. You know, people say Simons all the time to me, and I just go, what? Where's the, wait, no, one S, not two. And then Simon and all that. So I keep saying Jeffrey Heights, and I know that's wrong, because, and it's double wrong. I just, thank you, Jeffrey. First rule of holes, when you're... when you dug yourself in a hole, stop digging. Okay. Ooh, you can find out more about Jeff Height going to Great Heights. The links are all in the show notes. There's a poll you can click on. Every story that you enjoy. If you didn't enjoy any story this week, you know what? Choose them all. That way, everyone, you know, rising tide and vote inflation. And pretty soon we'll have 1,000 votes. Yes, I know how many people listen to this podcast, and I took away the stats in Insightmeter, and I don't look anymore, because I know what the real stats are on the server, and a lot of people block Insightmeter these days. They think it's spyware and adware, and maybe it is. Who knows? I just, whatever. It's just there to see if there's, like, a large amount of people linking the site. You know, like, oh my god, this Nazi mean bastard is writing about spurns. And all of a sudden, you know, 10 people all want to see it once. You know, that's a crowd to me. Right. Okay, you stop grabbing my butt. Bruin gets in the act early. All right, now that I've babbled enough and bored the hell out of you like some sort of travel podcast wandering around Zendra, let's get into the rookies this week. We have two of them. The first is Tony, T-O-N-I. I know she's listening. I know. This will be the first time that a relative has actually listened. Yes, this is my sister-in-law, and it's her birthday. So happy birthday. My present to you is you get your sister for a week. You don't get me. I somebody has to watch the cats, keep them from starting up another bank scam. Oh, God. Of course, Tony doesn't record her own stuff, so guess who gets to record it? That's right, the midget.
The city commissioners of Valparaiso met with attorneys today in an executive session closed to the public that for once did not violate Florida Sunshine Law. Valp resident Fred sat next to FWB resident Bob at a bar discussing Valparaiso's Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the Air Force regarding the BRAC decision to base F-35s out of Eglin Air Force Base and the countersuit against Valparaiso by the city of Fort Walton Beach.
That wasn't thunder, was it? Bob asked. No, that was just the explosive ordnance disposal unit detonating a bomb. If it had been the F-35 Lightning II Joint Strike Fighter, Valpo wouldn't have commissioners or lawyers anymore, Fred replied.
And there you have it. My birthday present to you, Tony. Having a midget read your story. All right, so I'll send a card, too. How about a pie? You want a pecan pie? I guess I need to send you a pie. Okay, well. Thank you, Tony. Next up is Dale Ennis, straight from Prokovi's enemy list. You know, that's where we get our best stories from, Prokovi's enemies. And I know it's Prokovi, but I always say Prokovi because I just... I'm a hick, I'm a rube. So here we go with Dale Ennis, and welcome to the dance.
That wasn't thunder. That was a barrel rumbling rough down a concrete ramp. That was the surf 2 blocks over. It was march music, playing on an old stereo, the window half open to the evening air. It was an explosion, big and slow, off in the anonymous distance. But it wasn't thunder. Thunder would mean rain, and rain would drive them separately inside, out of the big dim world, out of the lot beside the basketball court. And that would mean another day gone, another week nearly gone, the whole summer, impossibly, nearly gone. And he still hasn't kissed her.
Aww. Let's hope. Let's hope that they kiss before summer is over. Come on, everybody, if you believe hard enough. Thank you, Dale. And, sorry, I haven't had any caffeine this morning yet, so you can, I'm a little off every week now. I try to get these done early to listen to Kurosh, although I could wait till the afternoon, but then in the afternoon, it's like, hey, can you help with this? Hey, can you help with that? Hey, where's the kitty? And it's like, at some point, you know, the drama, and then I'm offline, and then it's like 5, and I gotta record. Oh, wait, gotta get it done before Grace O'Clock. Isn't that how it is? Thank you, Dale. All right, let's go to the veterans who keep coming back for more and more abusing of me. And the first one, who I just love to feel the scourge from, is Anima and her story. Is Ari Gaffer in this one? What about music from Guy David? I never know. I never listen to these before it's time to actually put them into the show. I'm listening to it for the first time, just like you are. Unless you're replaying this. And if you're replaying this, God, you must be really starved for entertainment. I'm telling you. Podcastle, pseudopod, except skip the ones where that, you know, dork reads them. Escape Pod. And of course, Great Heights. Danny puts his stuff up. All the links in the show notes and all the stuff there. Drabblecast, Norm Sherman. But Norm Sherman doesn't really do drabbles. He does these long stories. And then he throws in a drabble or two to confuse you. No. It's really just short fiction, not really drabbles. Yeah, we'll get him one day. No, I was going to introduce Anima's story here. I'm off on a tangent again. Hold on a second. And here's Anima Zabaletum.
Hello, Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 169. This is That's Not Thunder. Thank you, Guy David, for the intro music, and Ari Gaffer, and Justin Lowmaster. Enjoy.
Bitter Jackley, you've outdone yourself with this roast topic. This whole campsite, really. I was dreading trekking with you. You're normally quite hopeless at roughing it.
Oh, thank you, Dragon. I have decided to improve myself. I've been reading this book. It's called A Boy Scout Manual. I wonder what a Boy Scout is. I bought it from that crazy wizard Saruman of Isengard. I also picked up Chief this multicolored robe for Midsummer's Feast.
Aren't you the Cali Hobbit? You'd wear that frilly thing?
Do you hear that? I think it's going to rain.
That's not thunder. That's a dragon.
Okay, so it wasn't thunder this time, it was a dragon. What things do you confuse thunder with? Me, I think it's giants playing badminton badly. Thank you, guys. Anima and... That was Ari, right? And also Justin sneaking in there. And Guy David, as always, in there with the music.
He never lets us go. He is there. He's always there. He's the beginning and ending of this podcast.
I actually had somebody say, hey, I can write you better music. And I said,
heresy blasphemer, you will never write the music for this. It will always be Guy David, and I demand it.
Although my goal for 2000, episode 2000, maybe shifting things around and have Guy do something. Guy, you've got like a few months, and the challenge is going to be like, I don't know, throw $100 or so at it or whatever. I don't care. It's only numbers. You know, what am I going to buy with that? Shoes? No. Vet payments for the cats? No, they're cats. They're fine. No. I'm whatever. Music. More important. Absolutely more important. Okay, who's up next? Norval Joe. Hey, Norval. Oh, he really threw a curveball with last time's harmonica change-up. Are we going to hear the familiar harmonica? Or is he going to go into a new kind of bluesy riff? Let's find out together, shall we?
Hi, this is Norval Joe, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 169 with the prompt of, that wasn't thunder, that was, fill in the blank,
space turtle.
Here's my story. Keith sat behind his mother as she drove the family to the next town. The rest of the family slept. Keith said, Mom, I want to leave the group. I know we're a family, but I need to explore what I can do on my own. Shirley sighed. I know Lori has become schizophrenic, and Danny is using meth, but these are all things we can work out. There was a rumble from the back of the Partridge family's patchwork bus. Was that thunder? Shirley asked. No, I'm sure it was just Chris again, Keith said and opened the window.
Hey, I think I love you, so what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure.
That's right. I'm a child of the 70s. For 5 years, every day after school, I watched the same reruns over and over again. Gilligan's Island, The Brady Bunch, Partridge Family, Hogan's Heroes, and Star Trek. Every weekday of my life. That was about 7,800 wasted hours during the most formative period of my life. They say that watching too much television destroys your creativity. If I hadn't destroyed all those synapses, I could have been as funny as Lawrence. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
That's not all that funny, really, because I watched all the same crap, too. Ow! Ow! You know, the football hitting her in the nose? What? The sad part is when you've seen an episode before and you watch it again. Now, in my declining years, you know, there's CSI constantly on and my wife watches it. And do you think I watch that and watch, you know, we've gone through every Frasier at around 11. And you know what? I don't watch them anymore because I've seen them all now, all in sequence. And the same with, what's that, you know, the series Gay People Are Funny. Will and Grace. Will and Grace. You know, one gay joke after the other. And, yeah, it gets tiresome. And they think, you know, oh, this one's a new one. Ha ha! Oh, come on. You know, just put it down already. You know, show that, you know, you're not shallow, you know, New Yorkers. You know, what is it about shallow New Yorkers being funny to us? I think it's a condemnation because these people actually manipulate our lives. If you're a shallow New Yorker out there and you manipulate our lives, stop it. Hand control back to the locals. We're tired of your Manhattan Empire attitudes. Okay, well that guarantees I'll never get a book publishing contract. So, let's move on to the next person. Oh, by the way, thank you, Norval Joe. Back to the classic harmonica stuff. You see, I'd get rid of the funny by going on a rant. But I do it in such a pathetic way that you just can't help but, oh. All right, here we go with Louis Moten. You know him by another name and possibly with blue hair. And he has another story for us. Ooh, this is going to be fun. All right, pull up a chair, pop some popcorn while sitting in your chair, and then watch out as the FBI comes in to collect you for your psychic abilities. Here is Louis Moten.
Hello, this is Louis Moten, also known as Dedrick Moriak. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 169 with the topic of That Wasn't Thunder, That Was. Enjoy! A large rumbling sounded in the corner of the room. Jenny poked her head up and looked around. What was that? She asked. Her father turned to her. It was thunder!
That wasn't thunder,
her mom said from the other room. She came into the room and gave Jenny's dad a bad look.
It was your father farting!
Jenny went back to drawing with crayons on the end table. Later that night, Jenny's parents found the paper and put it on the fridge. Drawn on the paper was Jenny, her mother, and a scribbled brown cloud of gas named Dad.
Scribble. Ah, a scribbled brown cloud of gas named Dad. I love that phrase. I want that to be a TV series. It could be like, you know, from the Peanuts, Pigpen grows up. That would be cool. Hey, you folks out there in Charles Schulz's estate, start working on it. That is definitely Pigpen grows up. Sweet. That's my goal in life. I want to work for that show. Thank you, Louis. You've given me hope. And speaking of hope, there's always the hope that Guy David will take the patchwork bus and bring it to your corner. And it'll pick you up. And it'll take you where you go. Because, my God, I suffer from Houston Metro. I don't even want to think of it. It's the weekend. I don't have to deal with it. I don't. Unless I want to go downtown and eat fancy food overpriced and then spend an hour getting there and an hour back. You know, downtown you can drive there 7 minutes from here. I don't drive. Even though, and don't get me started on the driver's license thing. Don't. You don't want to hear it. Speaking of which, I'm still waiting for the overnighted packages with my birth certificates. I'm still waiting for them. overnighted. Hey, hey, UPS guy, you suck. Oh, yeah, Guy David, his story. Why do I get on these tangents?
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 169. I'm Guy, and I create electronic music. Check it out. It's all available for free download at music.guydavid.com, where you would also find a link to my fan page on Facebook. The topic for this week's challenge is, that wasn't thunder, that was... This is part 9 of the Patchwork Bus, which is also the last part. Enjoy! That wasn't thunder. That was Thor's hammer coming down on the bus. The bus, being a patchwork bus, just fell apart. Oh well, last station, said Elvis. The passengers got off what was left of the bus and looked around them, bewildered. Hacker picked his computer and got ready to go. The Tin Man, being at last free after being embedded in the bus, swung his axe and neatly separated each passenger into two parts. Guess I can finish my coffee now, said Georgie Ghost. As he drank, the coffee poured through his missing half and stained the concrete floor.
Work bus is gone. Oh, great. I'm stuck waiting for the 9.
Damn you, Guy David, for taking the patchwork bus away from me. Yeah, I'm gonna unfriend you on Facebook for that.
I'll go ahead and fan you and friend you on Facebook. You know, I don't even pay attention to who I'm connected to on there. I just, you know, suggested ad. And it's like, oh, great. Now there are work people. Now there are Second Life people, now there are family people, now there are this, now there are that. All it is just a replicator for my Twitter. I don't even go there, so I don't get the announcements in Facebook that people just put there that say, yes, I'm giving away free bars of gold today. I live right next to you. I'm waving the gold bars around. Woohoo! Oh, you got one cat licking one and one cat licking the other. Ha ha, these are such cute cats. If only you'd come out and see what they're doing. Nope, this would just make a great photo, let alone the bars of gold you'd get. Who has the time? People think I've got all this time. I waste it just as effectively as you guys do. I mean, yeah, I've got the BlackBerry right here, and it's checking my email while I'm doing this, as well as checking my calendar. I do get the Facebook things on here, but I don't look at them because it takes forever for them to download onto a freaking BlackBerry. You know, it's like loading, 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 loading. Ha! I'm having fun. What did I need that for? Okay, skip. And you scroll down, then someone has like 53 comments on their thing, like Garf does, and it just locks up. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you need a faster BlackBerry. The Curve 8330 is so yesterday. In fact, it is quite literally yesterday. You got it yesterday, but now it's out of date. Ha ha ha! God. Just like computers. Although my laptop is still kicking butt. Yeah, I know there are laptops with, you know, 280s in them. And 1 gig and 2 gig video in that for that cost just less than what I did. I'm used to that. But with cell phones, you're killing me. Speaking of killing me, we've got TJ here. And yes, he is quite literally going to kill me. What was the name of his site again? Hold on. It was a cool name. TV is the new reading. That's right, TV. And it is. It is the new reading. I was watching The State on DVD, funny stuff. You guys ought to check. Oh, what is this? Coffee is not happy with his internet connection and wonders how he can stitch together something that resembles an MNK show. Oh, poor Coffee Kid. You see, I have no attention span whatsoever. Ooh, it's a story from TJ. Okay, I guess I'll put this in. All right, hold on.
Hey, everyone, I'm TJ. I'm a North Dakotan, and this is Rugby. Drought, Jim's garden was suffering. His grass was yellowed, crunched underfoot. Sure enough, Friday's sky changed, lowering clouds scudding ahead of the storm front. In bed that night, he reveled in rain against his window, lightning flash and a satisfying crash. At daybreak, however, he saw a twisted wreckage of a nearby grain elevator explosion, a pile of grain outside his house. The storm had moved to the south. They'd only caught a destructive gale force wind.
100 million birds fly.
Thank you, TJ. And by the way, about North Dakota, I've heard a lot of good things about the economy up there. Folks aren't losing jobs, or they're at least losing small amounts of jobs and just people that you can bury in the back 40. So I'm just thinking, if everyone moves there and totally ruins North Dakota, I say build up a fortress state there now. You know, it's a relatively square state. You know, fencing is cheap when it's a square state. And maybe there are like hills and gullies along that square. But, you know, just flatten those out. You know, hire some people, flatten them out, and then put their bodies in the wall like the Great Wall of China. That's my idea. Separatism always works. Thank you, TJ. And next up is Justin Space Turtle. It's almost like 28 minutes now into the podcast, and I think Dale is wondering, you said this was a minute 43, didn't you? Yeah, during the week. And each of these little stories about a minute or two. But then when you add in my babbling, my editing mistakes, this is going to go on for hours and hours and hours. Here, hold on, I'm going to hop into Second Life, and it's still rezzing. Hold on, I'm putting a block on my head. Here are some people, let me talk to them. They don't want to talk. Yeah, those soundscapes, pretty dull. But when it's like Mikey from Mikey Pod, when he used to do soundscapes and wander around with a recorder, he knew how to edit. And he would cut stuff out, but also he would have comments in there. This store. And, Cheryl works over there. She's such a bitch. And he made the soundscapes. Even when he was just doing the show in his shower, which people read way too much into that. Although, who knows? We're both turning 40. So... And by the way, Mikey, when you do turn 40, give me a yell. I want to see a photo of a nonviolent pizza. The image of the nonviolent pizza has never left my mind. There's a story in the archives, by the way, of the violent pizza that I dedicated to him. But I want to see a picture of a nonviolent pizza. I'm going to write him when I'm done here. So there will be a photo somewhere of a nonviolent pizza. You know, you'll be like, I'm stuck in a bar fight. Quick, hand me a bottle. No, the bottles are plastic. I can't break them. I guess hand me that pizza. No, you can't use this pizza. It's a nonviolent pizza. Here's Justin from Space Turtle.
Space Turtle. Justin Lemester here with my 100-word stories. It's my topic. That's not thunder. That's .. The reading last Sunday went pretty well. Aside from when I first started, some zombies showed up griefers with annoying noises and barfing. But they got ejected and then banned after a short time. I just read over them. So, today's interesting for next Wednesday, I don't have a calendar, but the Wednesday after this is released, so that was Melody pulling a empty DVD stand on top of her, but it didn't fall on her. We're rearranging this room so everything's not quite right. Anyways, Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m. Second Life time, west of Ireland again, reading some stories, and then eventually I'll read them at my own place. Sci-fi stories, and so this week I'm going to actually reread last week's story, except I rewrote it. Kind of a funny story, I sent it to somebody just to go, hey, look at this, and they thought I was somebody who wanted some critical feedback, because they confused me with somebody else, and they gave me some critical feedback, and I'm like, oh yeah, so I rewrote it. A lot changed from when I first tried to write the story, and I didn't realize that it left over some stuff that made it not quite as good as it could be. The werewolf. No, so gonna read the second version, and then the second story is a continuation, just because that was the idea I had. Didn't plan that, but it ended up being that way. So, here we go. This is the first story from last week, rewritten. A Shrouded Country Road. The moon barely lit the misty landscape as Marcus drove. These country roads wind too much. He cranked the wheel to avoid, what, a giant dog? He hit his head when he ran into the ditch. Groggy, he climbed from the car to see a miniature pony near a broken fence. Dogs barked. A farmhouse loomed silently. Moans drifted from the fields. Marcus saw hungry dead rising up. He scrambled into the car and spun wheels uselessly. A zombie bit the pony. It kicked, shattering the driver's window. The dead cut themselves on shards of glass as they climbed in. And now for story number two. Marcus fumbled with the passenger handle and fell out despite zombies grabbing at his legs. He ran into the fields. A flash of light lit the sky, and a second later, the night boomed. He thought it thunder, but a glance behind him proved him wrong. Plumes of smoke rose from his smoldering car. Half a bumper landed beside him as his speed slowed. A few zombies shambled to their feet near the wreckage. Traces of light punched through them, and they fell into several bleeding chunks. Metal glinted in the moonlight as a towering destroyer bot emerged from the mist. Why'd you take your diaper off?
Thank you, Justin. That's kind of cool, rereading, you know, when you rewrite and then you combine and that kind of stuff. If folks do that, go ahead. Go ahead. But don't do like, you know, oh, I'm going to reread all 190 of my stories and put them all in one thing and it's going to take 20 hours to download. Okay, that kind of stuff is crazy. But a reread, that's okay. Or readjusting the same story to a different topic, but as long as it's not, you know, fill in the blank, pulling that object out of your butt. You know, okay, maybe you do, no. Go to pullitoutofyourbutt.com. Hold on, I Gotta check that. Pull it out of your butt. .com is... Oh, thank goodness that doesn't exist yet. All right, let's see if Linda's got her voice back. If she does, she probably didn't record. just kidding, Linda. Okay, you, quit clawing my butt. No, just because I say pull it out of my butt doesn't mean... that... You have to teach them young.
Hey, everyone, it's Linda. I've got to probably make this fast because we're actually going to get a violent thunderstorm. I could have waited around for the thunder for my story, which is, that wasn't thunder, that was mysterious, but it's been 2 days and we haven't actually gotten the thunderstorm they're promising, so I'm just going to read the story. Enjoy. My father loved to tell me bullshit stories during thunderstorms. His favorite involved dinosaurs stampeding out of a crack in the earth. I guess it was one he'd been told. He was struck by lightning 3 times. Years later, my uncle explained that the rumble I was freaking out over was from static electricity in the clouds. I calmed down, enjoyed the rest of the barbecue, and fell in love with science. I told this story to Dr. Wu when the power went out, and he laughed. He said, "That wasn't thunder. That was the dinosaur we cloned, escaping."
Cloned dinosaurs. That's just... Now I'm hungry. One of these days, we're going to clone dinosaurs and barbecue them, and they're going to be delicious. And everyone who raises buffalo and cattle are going to be like, "No, these dinosaurs are ruining the whole market for beef. This dinosaur meat is killing us all." Uh-huh. Right. Okay. Thank you, Linda. Let's go to Danny now. We're wrapping things up here. We're getting towards the end. We're making good progress. So here is Danny with his story, and I'm gonna give it a title. Mr. Monkey Pants flies to Reno. There you go. Okay, maybe that's not the title.
Hey guys, this is Danny from DannyMockle.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Stories Podcast Weekly Challenge, number 169. The topic this week was, if I can find it, "That wasn't thunder, that was... dot, dot, dot." And this is my story. Little Jacob took cover under his blankie to hide from the scary noise. "Dad?" he squeaked out. Nothing. A massive boom and crackle forced him to put his hands over his little ears. "Just a bad dream. Mom says they can't hurt me," he thought. His eyes began to burn and water. Was something on fire? He left Blanky's protection and crawled on his knees to see if the door was hot. He dropped to the floor at the sound again and wept. Jacob heard Mommy's muffled voice. "Go sleep downstairs. That is disgusting. No more chilly night."
Ha 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 ha. I love chilly night. Chilly night's my favorite night. I fill up the bathtub with chili and I slip right in. Whether it's hot or cold, it's just as good. Chilly night. Of course, drinking bath water on bath night is just disgusting. Thank you, Danny. Just blankie. Oh, wait, where'd the kitty go? We're going to wrap you in a blankie and call you a kitty burrito. Now he's sitting watching out the window looking for more birds to kill. Oh, there's the cardinal. That's the female because she's bright and red. And she's hopping around looking for baby. Baby slightly dead and shredded. Thanks to the little killer here. You know, I let him out. you know, the birds are like chirp, 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 chirp. And I'm like, okay, promise not to go after the birds. He's got this little innocent kitty face. I will go after the birds. And then I open the door, and sure enough, zoom, boing, boing, and then, sweet, 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 and he's got the chick in his mouth as he comes back in. Now, a long time ago, Nardo used to empty nests, but he was delicate about birds. He would just get them, pick them up, come back inside, drop them, and then watch them. He didn't swat or bite or shred. No, this little killer. Oh, lizards? Open the door. 2 minutes later, he's back in with the lizard. Oh. You know, Nardo would do that. And he'd bring him back. He brings him everything back alive, just a little in worse condition than Nardo would do when he was hunting. Nardo will bring something back very rarely now. He's kind of retired. He lets the little guy do it. Speaking of letting the little guy do it, I could let the midget read this last story by Planet Z, but instead, well, I'll just let Planet Z do it for himself.
That's not Thunder. It's just the ambassador smashing his tentacles against the ship's hull. I'd wish he'd use the intercom, but his species isn't known for tact or sleeping soundly. I hope the reinforcement catches hold. The hull breach alarm is really loud. It'll be the third ambassador we've lost this year. He really should be transported in a water tanker, but he insisted on our cruiser as befitting his rank, just like the last time. We can't sleep freeze the squid, so the best we can do is seal things up. Red light. Hold on. This time, you call Earth.
And that's it for this week's weekly challenge, number 169. That's not Thunder. I want to thank everybody for sending in their stories, especially those people who recorded their own. But that's okay, Tony. I know it's your birthday. You can make me do this. What do you want? What? What do you want, little squeaky? What do you want? You want me to record your story? Okay. Mew, 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 mew. He's looking up at me like I'm saying something intelligent. How much longer do we have to keep you? 13, 14, 15 years? Yeah? Can I get a goldfish next time? Alright, the text of the stories can be found in the show notes. That's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. You can also vote for your favorites. That's favorites, more than one. Or if you hate them all, vote for all of them. That way at least I know you're breathing and clicking and that you haven't completely unsubscribed yet. Also, there's links to everybody's pages and all the stuff that they're trying to share with you out there in the great social network. Their Facebook campaigns, their Twitter feeds, their naked pictures on Flickr of your mother. I don't know. Everybody's got everything out there. Hard drives are cheap, and bandwidth is even cheaper. And you wind up with podcasts like this one. Oh, damn, that was a good one. Anyway, all sorts of readings, all sorts of stuff, all sorts of events. Fricker Fracker, your friend and mine, who had some stories in the way distant past, is coming to bring us the haunting Native American flute memories. Native flute memories, yeah. Native flute memories by Jack Handy. Native flute melodies in the clock tree. I think that's Tuesday. Check the schedule boards, all that stuff. I think you'll like it. And it will open up the clock tree for, well, maybe an event or two a month. Also, Spence Wilder is doing his old-timey banjo radio hour, brought to you by Old Doc Mariner's biscuit mix and burn poultice. So that should be interesting. That's it for me. I'm going to slice and dice this. Thank you all for listening, sending in your stories, suffering week to week with my stupid rambles in between. I think this is going to wind up at 50 minutes, so Dale Innes is going to be like, what the hell? You said this was a minute 40. No. No, not on Saturdays. That's the weekly challenge when things get weird. Oh, and by the way, at least the promo is now down to like a minute 30. So, you still won't include it in your podcast. I need to get that even faster. Because you guys know the rules by now. You aren't sharing this stupid promo out. You need it down to 30 to share it, won't you? Now, I'm not going to be like Great Heights or other, please play my promo, please, please. No, if you want to, do it. If you don't, don't. That's cool. I know you don't have the time. I don't have the time. I don't even have the time to put it together. These things do it itself. It's all done by robots now. Okay. I've blithered enough. I'm going to go take my meds and take a nap for about a week. I'll see y'all when I wake up. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.